Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
How many continents are there? You may not like the answers. By Matt Kaplan, The New York Times.
Recent Earth science developments suggest that how we count our planet's largest landmasses is less clear than we learned in school.
The dispute arises in part because, while cultures can define a continent any way they want, geologists need a scientific definition.
Research reveals that there's more than one way for continents to split, and that the split is not always clean or even complete, which creates problems for identifying and numbering them.
There are significant implications for our understanding of the mechanisms of continent separation, ocean formation, and plate tectonics, says Dr. Valentine Rime of the University of Freiburg in Switzerland.
Anything big enough to change the map of the world is important, said Dr. Nick Mortimer of the New Zealand GNS Science Research Institute. Labeling and identifying part of the Earth as a continent, even a small, thin, and submerged one, is more informative than just leaving a map blank.
And now, here is To Be or Not to Be a Supercontinent, written by Taylor Wendell Lozano, directed by Zach Wobensmith, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, November 4th, 2024.
No, everyone, no. Let's calm down. I'm sure you're wondering why I brought representatives of the United Nations and other members of the world together here today. Now, unfortunately, other U.S. ambassadors all got COVID, so it's just Ambassador Wood now doing his darndest. And boy, do I have news for you. Dr. Mortimer has just contacted our collective, demanding we gather to hear about his latest scientific invention that will change the world order. I know. What could Dr. Mortimer possibly be trying again? But I assure you, we have control of him. He may be an evil geologist, but he's still a geologist named Nick. So, there's nothing to worry about. At any moment now, he's going to Skype us and then... Oh, shit, that's him! Okay. Everyone just shut up.
Greetings, leaders of the world!
Dr. Mortimer, what an unpleasant surprise.
Always the joker, Ambassador Wood. But your rudeness will only go so far.
We thought Barack Obama put you behind bars. But I guess it's up to the UN to finish the job. Right, everyone?
Well, I'm out again, and you'll never find me! Oh, luckily, my research has finally got me a new scientific finding that will set the entire world into chaos!
My God, man, give it a rest! We're never going to bow to you or the trillions you demand, even if it meant universal health care and a general sense of equality and equity with regards to human rights legislation.
Oh, but you will, because I have a question for you, Ambassador Wood. How many continents are there?
What? Well, seven, I think, right?
Wrong! Technically speaking, there are no continents! The current definition of continent is vague, and the rules of dividing, creating continental boundaries are so ambiguous that my scientific findings outline the entire planet could be considered one continuous landmass! You see, it's not so simple, Ambassador! Don't you ever wonder what criteria qualifies a general collection of land and politically owned masses as a continent?
Well, it's one big fucking thing, right? I mean, it's like a big chunk of land that we all agree on.
Ah, true. But then, by that metric, wouldn't Europe and Asia count as one continent because they're touching?
Well, that's just... Oh my God. Oh my God! He's right! Oh, no. But then, how? I mean, I'm from America.
How are we going to be xenophobic to the people that literally live here if we consider their culture as a part of our continent?
Guess you're going to need to develop a sense of unity, eh, Ambassador?
But that's impossible.
No, nothing is impossible.
Ugh.
You see, by scientific definition, a continent is a landmass with a high elevation relative to the ocean floor, a wide range of igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary rocks rich in silica, a crust thicker than a surrounding oceanic crust, and well-defined limits around a large enough area.
Well, there you have it. Well-defined limits. Now that's why we totally, totally have well-defined limits.
Ambassador, but what does well-defined limits even mean?
Okay, it means... Jesus Christ, I don't know. It's impossible to answer.
Exactly!
Well, I can't accept that.
Oh, but you must, Ambassador.
Well, wait, no, my country, is like a bunch of different little countries. We're so xenophobic we don't even accept our own states, so we're safe.
Yes, but, oh wait, oh my, by these new outlines, then wouldn't South America, Scandinavia, and Russia be just as much a part of the U.S., considering they're all touching in some way or another due to the coastal shelves and the consistency with which land masses once fit together?
But we hate those guys.
Yes. Yes, you do, don't you? And you, rest of the UN, you all sporadically hold grievances and prejudices about other nearby cultures as well, don't you? Hell now, by these definitions, you could all potentially just be the same shit.
You'll never get away with this, Dr. Mortimer.
I believe I already have, Ambassador.
Oh, quick, we need a solution. Now, what could possibly help us? Yes, Ambassador Jeff.
We could, like, put up walls and say, like, this is a place where you need to, like, you know, pay money and shit. Some sort of stopware. Like someone walks in and says, hey, I want to go there. And some dude is like, well sure. What do you got? Like I don't know. What do you call that?
Oh, shut up, Jeff.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Nobody has any belief in you and your wacky ideas. Didn't you hear him? Well-defined limits. You suck, Ambassador Jeff.
I'm sorry. I really do suck.
Wait! I know how to resolve this!
King Solomon!
That's right! When I was ruling as King of Israel, I was faced with a dilemma that arose from a disagreement between two mothers. And in my infinite wisdom, I presided over the discussion and came to a sound conclusion as to how to find a resolution. So, it is my belief that I know precisely how we can divide up our continents, countries, counties, and yes, even our housing infrastructure. But before we begin, I must ask, does anyone have a baby?
Why do you need a baby?
Reasons?
Does anyone have a baby here? Anyone?
Any baby will do. I even bought my own duct tape for such a decision.
Well, there you have it, folks. He brought tape. So if you have a baby, please bring it forward. Oh, come on, you guys, just one baby.
What a disgrace. You all are a disappointment in the eyes of King Solomon. I bid you all a very disappointed farewell.
Shit, I was really hoping that would be it.
Oh, time is running out, Ambassador. Look out there. People in your precious United Nations are growing uneasy, knowing their continent currently has no well-defined geological boundaries and landmass distribution.
What do you want, Dr. Mortimer? Is it money? Power?
Oh, what I desire is a more conceptual requirement than that. You and your United Nations must choose. Do you continue to utilize arbitrary definitions of boundaries of continents? Or do you choose to be one supercontinent and cut the bullshit?
Damn it. I guess we have no choice but to choose. I turn to you, world. We're taking callers now. The phone lines are hot. If you have an opinion around the world and would like to weigh in on how we define continents, call 1-555-YOUN. That's 1-555-YOUN. And yes, I think we have a caller. Hello, to whom are we speaking?
Hi there, it's Veronica from Asheville, North Carolina. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Am I talking to Dr. Mortimer?
Yes, I'm here, Veronica.
Yeah? Fuck you, Dr. Mortimer!
Excellent, Veronica. Okay. So, a solution to dividing up the world continents. Your thoughts?
Well, I just want to say, first, Ambassador, we love you up here in Asheville. Woohoo! And I just think that it'd be great to, you know, totally separate us, like, geologically and spiritually. Like, I mean, we don't need one continent or nothing. Just a bunch of little things so people know we're over here and y'all's over there. That's just how it is.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Veronica. Well, that's one vote for separation. How about another idea from the audience this time? Yes, you in the audience with the weird lederhosen and the vague sensibilities that imply some sort of European-based region. Your idea, sir?
Hi, I am Hans from the Demogorgon Republic of Turk, Iceland, many. And I think we should all be totally like a big continent. As we have seen in my own country, being a vague amalgam is rad. It leads to both a stimulation of economic prosperity and a wicked interpretation of heavy rap, jazz, polka. Just listen!
No? Well, that was fucking unpleasant. Okay. You, sir, in the shirt and pants?
Hi there. I just want to say to Dr. Mortimer, I think that you have done too much work and gotten too far to be dealing with this trashy man of a husband. And that if you have any respect for yourself, you'll drop that zero and get yourself a hero.
What did you say? How about I come down there and show you the ass an ambassador?
I'd like to see you try.
Jerry!
Wait! Now I know precisely what our world needs!
Oh, a female politician! What sort of Bechtelian hell is this?
What? Now I thought you wanted a solution. Suggestion!
Well, but like, what about 10,000 years of the patriarchy? It's gone far, so fine so far, right? Okay, you know, the proud foundation upon which America was built.
Ah, but see, as an American, I think that's exactly why we need unity. See, I might just be a vaguely outlined female politician utilized to address the meta-hetero-masculine imbalance inherent in this place. But there's one thing I know. It's that there's power in togetherness. There's power in knowing we're all in this together. Isn't that what we need more than ever? Knowing we all come from the same floating mass of water and rock hurtling through space.
But like, the economy and stuff. I can't accept that.
You're losing them, female politician. Okay. All right. Well, how about this? If we are all one big continent, then we can be a super country, and we can pull all our money together, which means...
We can all be super stinking filthy rich.
Wait! I'm not sure it's that
simple! Yes, I'm sold! Nope! But we need to agree, everyone in the UN, what do you think, big-ass dollar-dollar bills? Yep, then it's settled. We're all gonna be one big fucking thing from here on.
No! But my plan has been foiled! No!
Hey, everyone! Hedonistic worldwide debauchery party at my house, and everyone except Dr. Mortimer is invited.
Everybody, let's get into it.
This has been To Be or Not To Be, a Supercontinent. Written by Taylor Wendell Lozano. Directed by Zach Wobensmith. Featuring Aaron David Kapner and Zach Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, November 4th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook. And you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.